You know, Slee, this is really perfect timing. That our new time slot, starting at 9:55 on Tuesday morning, you get to enjoy the Dodgers beating the Giants. You get to enjoy SC beating up on San Jose State. You get to enjoy the weekend. You get to take everybody gets Monday off. You get to relax, enjoy time with your friends and family. And then we get to start an hour later and go an hour further, right? We're going to go all the way to 1 o'clock starting on Tuesday. And it's the perfect timing because there's too much. There's not two hours is not enough. We've got Dodger-Giant rivalry. We've got college football. The NFL is right around the corner. The start of the NBA preseason is right around the corner. There's too much to do in 2 hours. The third hour is coming exactly the right time.
All right, plus you're going to have great lead-in, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max doing the morning show.
Does this make that the – remember when Max used to say that we were
it's
his
our pregame
show?
It's yeah,
the, is that our – is Max our pregame show now? I'm not going to put Key in that category, but Max
no,
kind of feels
all of
like
them.
It.
All of them. All of them are now our pregame show. Now, you mentioned it, and I know from a timing perspective. By the way, you know, sometimes you do bonus Ask Slees.
Oh, would you like one?
Well, I have one. I have one.
Oh, go. Oh, wow.
Mace asked Labor Day weekend, hot dogs or hamburgers? I go hamburgers.
I don't think there's a bad choice.
I have a reason why I don't think I ever want to have hot dogs again, or many of them. I hope Mace feels the same way.
The 35 minutes?
I'm gonna go hamburgers on that one.
It's like choosing between your kids. I'm not picking one or the other. That's insane, right? Who's your favorite child? Well, I'm not answering that question, right?
You probably are. I could see you actually answering that question.
No, it's like college football rankings. The parents out there, you're gonna understand what I'm about to say. Your children are like college football rankings, okay? They're fluid. They move. You love them all equally. Right? I have three children.
Yep.
I love them all equally. I would do anything.
How many
for
different
any
polls are there? There's the AP.
No, there's two. The Travis poll and the Susan poll. There's two different polls. Okay? So it's much like the AP and the coaches poll. There's two different ones.
Yeah.
But we could have different rankings at different times. We love them equally, but we like them differently at different times. Like when if somebody comes home with a really good report card, they move up in the rankings. Somebody stays out past curfew, they drop.
Are
so
your kids are your
things
are
your
you kids sitting on Sunday night waiting for the rankings to come out?
They
nervous
the,
as hell.
They know the rankings better than anybody. They are very aware.
They're playing the ranking game.
Oh yeah, no, Michael gets to do that. Yeah, sure. He's your favorite. Well, this week he is. Next week might be different. So I'm not answering that question. We're not going to do that. All right. Travis and Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and all of our guests will appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Ed Orgeron is back in town.
Yep.
Ed Orgeron was the interim coach at USC after they fired Lane Kiffin on the tarmac at Santa Monica Airport.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think it was ASU that just absolutely annihilated
Could
the Trojans.
Could I get a Diet Coke? I'm sorry. You're no longer a part of this university.
Lane, real quick over here by baggage claim. Yeah, you're done. Oh, okay, cool. So that happened.
Where's my bag? We left it over there.
It's in Tempe. That happened.
There wasn't space. There just wasn't space.
Ed Orgeron comes in as the head coach of the Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
They go 6-2. They play really well.
Yeah.
The players love him.
Mm-hmm.
The fans love him. The fans at SC games are throwing the O like they're Oregon Duck fans, right? They got the O over their heads for Coach O. They love him. All right. USC is very noncommittal about whether or not they're going to bring him back. They lose to UCLA decisively in the last game of the season, 35-14. They let him know shortly thereafter that he is not going to be the head coach moving forward, that they're going to give the head coaching job to Steve Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm.
Ed O decides that he is not going to go to the Las Vegas Bowl, which USC was playing in that year. They weren't going to do that. He'd be bounced. And he called it the worst day of his life other than the day his father died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here he is explaining on why he thinks he didn't get the USC job on 60 Minutes.
In 2013, despite his success as an interim coach for USC, he was denied the full-time job.
You want to hear the story I heard?
What was it?
Players loved you, the fans loved you, the coaches loved you, and the high up said, we need the kind of guy who's got golf clubs in his trunk.
Exactly right. I'm not a country club guy.
You think where you're from, even your accent, influenced that decision?
For sure. No question.
What are some of the stereotypes or misconceptions people might have about Cajun population?
Dumb. Not worthy. Not worldly.
Okay. It's because of the way he looked and it's because of the way he sounded.
Mm-hmm.
That was his takeaway as well. And that was pretty well communicated to the universe that SC, the most SC thing ever, right? You don't look right. So we're going to go in a Sark looked right. How'd that work out? That's who you decided to go get. Coach O sounds like he just, hey, we're going to go out there and we're going to block guys and we're going to tackle guys and we're going to go out and play some ball. One heartbeat,
that's not bad right
one
there.
Team.
Funch that.
Okay.
That's pretty spot on.
That's
right
him.
There.
That's just Cookie Monster mixed with a little bit of Kembe Mutombo.
How's your jaw?
Not great. We're going to go out and beat the Bruins. We're going to go out and beat Alabama. Mm-hmm. That's him. Okay. That's who he is. It's where he's from. Doesn't fit in LA according to USC.
Not Hollywood enough.
Not polished enough. Mm-hmm. Not like they were terrified that he's going to go talk to some fancy USC booster that's got $1 billion in the bank and say, hey, how you doing, Mark? We're going to go out there. We're going to beat San Jose State. They didn't want that. They wanted, hey, Clay Helton, nice to meet you. How you feeling today? Mm-hmm. Boy, that stock price is up, isn't it? That's what they were looking for.
Sure.
Right? They're looking for that. Mm-hmm. This dude goes down the road to LSU and wins a national championship. How huge a mistake.
Wins a freaking national
Heisman
championship.
Heisman Trophy winner, Joe Burrow.
Just think about that for a second. We're not talking about made it to a big bowl game. We're not talking about in the college football playoff. We're talking about winning a national championship.
Yep.
Bill Plaschke, LA Times, has a great, great piece this morning. And I'm going to read off a couple quotes from it. Okay? One of the quotes is, I thought I'd be in Los Angeles forever. Those memories are going to pop up. I'll avoid them, but they're still there. Okay? I'll try to avoid them, but they're still there. He's not making a big deal about coming back tomorrow, playing UCLA. The last game he coached with USC was a loss against the Bruins. It's
worst day of my life since my daddy died.
By the way, that's an incredibly powerful quote, too.
Yeah.
Says, I'll never forget that day. I'm walking back to the dressing room. UCLA fans are screaming, eight more years. That's when they lost 8 years. This is back previous then. But it's interesting, kind of comes full circle. And I know you and I were kind of throwing this out there. And listen, we don't sit here and spend a ton of time, especially in the offseason, talking USC football.
Mm-hmm. It's because they're lousy.
The expectation, what's USC coming into this season?
15-1, 16 in the other, I think.
Okay, 15-16. What do you think most USC fans would say about where they're ranked today?
Well, that's the great question, and that's a question that I'm curious that USC fans would want to answer. Would you have won a national championship the way that Ed Orgeron did in Louisiana in LA? Look, there's not a person out there that doesn't understand that Ed Orgeron is one of the great recruiters in college football. Mm-hmm. Let me stop right here, and we'll come back to your question. We all watch the NFL draft, right? It's basically three schools that supply everybody with their players.
And one conference.
It's LSU, it's Alabama, and it's Ohio State. These are the three teams that just load this place up. Well, guess who used to be one of those teams? It used to be USC. USC had a first-rounder every year for, I'm going to get it wrong, but something like 13 years in a row, USC had one first-round pick. I believe, and I'm going by memory here, I think USC only had two guys taken in the whole draft last year. Two players. LSU had probably two guys taken in the first 10 picks, if not more. He gets guys. They would have been really good with him. So he doesn't walk in to a country club here in town and look the part. Who gives a damn? They would have won games. He knows how to get the guys. Look at the draft. Look at the USC draft. USC had fewer players drafted than Utah. Get out of here. That's ridiculous. You know how many people live in Salt Lake City? I don't know, 500,000? Just picking. How many people live in L.A.? 12 million? What the hell?
But that goes back to something. There's a certain – this is where you can make a mistake. If you're judging somebody, you know, I always say don't judge a book by its cover, blah, blah, blah. We've heard that cliche before. That's probably not something – let's put it this way. This is not – it's not uncommon in life. Like, this happens.
Yeah.
When somebody looks at somebody and says, no, I don't think they could play that part. No, he doesn't look the way I want, or she doesn't look the way I want him to, whatever the case is. But this is one of those mistakes from a USC perspective, Trav. It's one of the most critical mistakes that this university has made. And here's the reality of it. When we talk college football, the way you used to talk about USC, you haven't talked about in a long time here in L.A.
This is a team that just needs the right guy at the helm. Funch, do me a favor. Grab the quote from Clay Helton talking about San Jose State. Okay, I want to play that in a second. But USC has had a couple of different, maybe more than a couple. Let's go back a little bit here. This is a little bit before my time, but
John McKay had USC cranked up, winning national championship, Heisman trophies, number one, et cetera, et cetera. Handed it off to John Robinson, who did basically the whole thing all over again, okay? And then they hit a period of time where it wasn't great. You had Larry Smith come in. You had Paul Hackett. You had some guys that just really – and the program kind of felt flat and stale, and like it hadn't – it didn't have the Trojan juice that it used to in the 70s and early 80s. And it was stale, and it was old, and it's like, hey, what's going on? And USC couldn't hire Mike Bellotti away from Oregon. USC couldn't hire Dennis Erickson. USC couldn't get Mike Riley to go come back to his alma mater
leave his
and
Charger
play there,
job.
Leave mm-hmm. the Charger job. Mm-hmm. And so they finally said, you know what, just give it to Pete Carroll. Just let's just get this done. Well, guess what happened? USC, boom, right back. That mm-hmm. it doesn't take much. You need the right guy because all the players are here. The commitment to winning is here. And they let the right guy walk out the door. The right guy was right there in front of him, but because he had a funny voice, that's insane. It's insane that they did it. Because, look, I've heard it before. Coach O isn't a good coach. Coach O is not an X and O's guy. That's why he didn't work at Ole Miss, and that's why last year LSU team. Fine. Go get the same assistants that you had at LSU and put him in the booth at USC.
You know, it's unfortunate.
Who gives a damn?
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, people used to always say every time there wasn't a professional football team here, you don't need one. SC is your professional football team. SC is going to pack the Coliseum, and you're going to have 80,000, 90,000 fans that are going to be there. Damn, those days have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Those days have changed. You know, we always say this from a sports perspective in LA. You got to win or they just won't be interested.
Yeah.
What's happened to the Coliseum? I know, COVID, everything else, but I'm saying it's just not the same.
It's not. Listen to this. This is Clay Helton talking about getting ready to play San Jose State tomorrow.
Coach Britton has done an amazing job building this program and has several key members of this team back that has created a really talented team. I think any time that you have the trigger man in Nick Starkle coming back and the defensive MVP of the league in Cade Hall, as well as several other talented young men that have a lot of experience and a lot of confidence, you have a good football team. You know, this was
the
top 25 team last year, and they look like it again this year. So great challenge for us on opening day.
Taxes will be filed
right there. Great challenge for us. You're USC, they're San Jose State. Stop. We're done.
Okay, but what do you want him to say?
I want him to say we're getting ready to go win the Pac-12. We're getting ready to compete for a national championship. We're mm-hmm. getting ready, guys, to go send them to the NFL. I get that they don't say stuff like that.
They won't.
That's what I need the vibe to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't need
– vibe is different. Vibe is a good way to put it.
That's the vibe. The mm-hmm. vibe is that. Well, San Jose State's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They got a nice quarterback.
But you listen. I'm telling you right now, listen to any coach. A lot of it is all coach talk.
No. Ed Orgeron, a couple of years ago, Roll Tide, bleep you! Roll Tide, go Tigers, go! He's a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy, and it works.
Vogel's not going to say that. Dave Roberts not going to do that.
Little different in pro sports, but I hear you. You need somebody that understands that USC is special, or at least used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody that's good. I don't want to hear the USC coach talk about, well, San Jose State, you know, they got a good quarterback. They're a top 25 team.
Vibe is an interesting – that's a good way to put it, because there was a swagger that came with USC back in the days. There was a swagger that came with Pete Carroll. There's a swagger that came with that university. Yeah, that's gone. That whatever swagger that was before, that's long gone.
The swagger's in Eugene. The swagger's in Utah, where mm-hmm. they know that, hey, we got a chance to win this conference. It used
swagger
to
in
USC
Utah. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, well, it's probably the first time.
So much swagger in Utah.
I said two guys picked in the draft last year from SC. I was off by a little bit. It's actually five, but they used to have five guys taken in the first six picks, it felt like. Mm-hmm. And now it's just a totally different time. I still want to talk about the first time you got gutted by your favorite sports team. Of course, the Dodgers and Giants, they've had a whole bunch
of
those.
Okay, I'm going to throw something at you.
Yeah.
We could do this as well. Your favorite rivalry in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's kind of play this out. Dodgers got the Giants later tonight. We're just talking about USC. UCLA is playing LSU tomorrow. So you're just kind of trying to think, of course, Lakers, Celtics. If you want to chime in on this as well, your favorite rivalry in LA. If you're trying to pick, right, you get, is it Lakers and Celtics, or is it Dodgers and Giants, or is it USC, UCLA? You can be a part of that as well. 877-710-ESPN.
All right, that's coming up. Plus, we got Factor Cap coming up at 10:30. Lakers ranked number two in the Wesley. Who's smoking what? That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills,
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I honestly can't believe that it took me this long to tell you this. I told Funches the second I came through the door this morning.
I got here at 7.
Uh-huh. It's 10:15.
So what happened?
So I'm driving in this morning.
Okay.
Right? And I'm coming north on 110, headed towards downtown.
Yeah.
Okay.
You basically are driving in from Chula Vista.
Kind of.
That's kind of where you're.
Kind of.
400 miles to get in.
Coming in. Uh-huh. Northbound on 110, mm-hmm. and I'm passing the Bank of California Stadium. Mm-hmm. Great stadium, by the way. And as I'm driving, it's dark still when I'm coming in.
Yep.
Lighting up the night sky, a giant billboard on the video boards outside, Travis and Slee with 710.
That's what I'm
ESPN.
Talking about. Funches, why does he wait this long? He doesn't want me to know about it?
No.
He had the biggest smile on his face when he walked in, too.
Was I, like, cut off?
I honestly
said,
forgot.
Travis and then that was it.
You know what it is? I've been on at SoFi. You've been on at SoFi.
Sure.
Been on at the Big A down south.
Yep.
Been done that.
Yep.
You know, it just kind of at some point.
I've been on Facebook.
I'd been on the bank before, you know.
Okay.
What's next for you guys?
Let me tell you something. Wait. Don't say it. Don't answer.
Been on at Honda Center. I just want to make sure that that's out there too.
Don't answer. There's one that really, that tops everything.
Yeah.
Which one do you think it is for me?
It's Staples Center.
Are you kidding me?
Of course. We've been on at Staples Center.
I'm ready to barter every other billboard.
You know,
for just
like
one moment.
Just you.
I just need 7 seconds on Staples Center,
been
and
on
then
the
I'm
rotator,
done.
And you know, and where the press box, not the press box, but where the table, the scores table, where
yeah.
the players check in.
Mm-hmm.
Been on that. Where, you know, everybody sees that. Been on
why
that.
Do you have to say it that way? Like, why do I get that look?
I've just been on it. What? You know where I haven't been? And it
yeah.
would be Dodger Stadium. We need to make that happen. I need to get on at Dodger Stadium. That's something that absolutely has to happen. Very quickly.
You need a Dodger vote on that ESPN thing. That's what you need.
That would be good, too. Mm-hmm. We'll get to your phone calls coming in just 1 second. 877-710-ESPN. This is what I want from my college football coach. Whoop, let's try that again. This is what I want from my college football coach.
Roll Tide, what? F*** you!
That's Ed Orgeron after he beat Alabama. After he went to the national championship and beat Nick Saban.
Roll Tide, what? F*** you!
Was that Helton?
Well, San Jose State has a very good quarterback, and they're well coached. They had a top 25 roster towards the end of the year. Or
Roll Tide, what? F*** you!
That's what SC was terrified of.
And your taxes will be filed by June.
All right, we're talking about the time that sports broke your heart. We're talking about the best rivalries here in town.
And let's pay attention to the yeah. best rivalries. You know, there isn't – we're talking about how excited we are for this weekend. Travis, you're going out of your way to set up your dinner reservation. I asked you, what's the setup tonight? You're like, well, I'm actually doing dinner a lot earlier. Why? Because the San Francisco Giants, who have the same exact record as the Los Angeles Dodgers, are taking on each other for a three-game set. If you're looking at rivalries in L.A., what's your favorite rivalry? So if you got a squad for the Lakers, if – by the way, Dodger fans might say, no, the Astros – that's who I want to face in the World Series.
Younger
Dodger
fans. For sure.
USC, UCLA. So we throw that one out there as well.
All right, let's go to Highland Park and Lewis. Lewis, you are on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Lou?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Just want to say congrats on the billboard and getting Mason upset. I love it. But the best rivalry in Los Angeles definitely is USC at UCLA Rose Bowl. Iconic with the San Gabriel Mountains in the background. Just beautiful.
It's hard to beat. The Rose Bowl is a great set. Look, the Coliseum, while old and beat up and
sure.
kind of terrible most times, for a USC game, it's pretty great. It's still a good spot.
But
to
I get his, you know, the Rose Bowl is just beautiful. I mean, there's something about being in Pasadena.
The mountains, the sun setting.
Plus, that's the turf of UCLA, and you got all these USC fans. It's a perfect blend and mix of both squads.
Can I be a dork for a sec?
Sure.
You know what I love? And I think Rick Neuheisel actually gets credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they went back to both of them wearing their home uniforms when they play each other. That used to be the way that they did it a million years ago, and then they stopped doing it. That whoever was the road team would wear their road gear, but when they shared the Coliseum, they both wore their home gear.
I like it.
And now they're back to doing it. It looks great.
I like it.
It just looks absolutely fantastic. All right, let's go to Long Beach this time. And Robert. Robert, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
What's up, guys? Congratulations on the new time slot next week and the additional time. You guys are killing it on this show. I love it.
Thanks, Robert.
Wanted to say, you know, forget about the L.A. market. Forget about the California market. Los Angeles Dodgers and San Francisco Giants is a 131-year-old rivalry that transcends geography, that crossed the country. It's the greatest rivalry in sports. There's no conversation to be had. It absolutely is. And it's a great time, like you guys talk about this weekend, watching them go at it with the exact same record. It couldn't be more dramatic. You know, maybe Alabama-Auburn is the second greatest because of history. But Dodgers and Giants is it. That's it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's because you get moments like this, Slee.
High drive, deep right center field, and it is gone! Walk-off grand slam by Steve Finley, and the Dodgers are champions of the National League West. Jeez. Can you believe this finish?
Steve Finley, walk-off grand slam to beat the Giants and become the National League West champs. That goes back to 2004. Tell me the hair on your arm isn't standing up right now.
Yeah, that's pretty special. That's pretty special.
And if he hits that against the Diamondbacks, yep, it's really cool.
All right, can I tell you?
He did it against the sad Giant, this Dusty Baker.
Can I tell you a quick story? And especially this year, how much more we kind of appreciate moments. Like hearing that clip right there, you're right, it does – it just kind of makes you feel a certain way. So yesterday, I think I mentioned to you, I was doing Spectrum yesterday, and one of the three things you're most excited, that you're most looking forward to this upcoming season, my number three was fans back at Staples Center. Just let me throw this back at you. You know, we talked about, you got Lakers and Brooklyn coming up this year and everything else. Trav, we didn't have fans last year at Staples Center.
Not until the very end.
But even at the very end, it was fraction. I remember Michael. I mean, Michael, there were times where he's just like, how are we doing this? You know, he just wanted fans. There's not a highlight you're going to play where the fans aren't the difference of what the enjoyment of that moment was.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that because Giants tonight, can you imagine what that park's going to be like? It's going to be rocking.
It is. It is.
College football is back. It's going to be rocking. You know, that the element of not having fans, we appreciate sports probably today more than we ever have because you're finally getting everybody back. And unfortunately for the Lakers, you didn't have that all last season.
Let's try another one on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to Westwood and Josh. Josh, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Josh.
I have two answers. The first one, I think the funnest rivalry that ever happened in L.A. was when Shaq and Kobe were facing the Kings with Weber and Bibby. And it was a divisional rivalry. The playoffs were always intense. You had Shaq making rap songs about, like, the Queens. And you had Christie and Kobe, like, getting into physical fights. I thought that was a great series.
I'm still trying to figure out, how did Stojakovic miss the rim by 7 feet?
He hit the side of the backboard.
No, he didn't. I think he literally missed everything. I don't think it was side of the backboard.
He did both, because it's one of my favorite lines ever, that he hit the side of the – one of the greatest shooters of his era hit the side of the
PG
backboard.
PG hit the side of the backboard.
He did it, too. That's what I
remember. What's the other one, Josh?
Yeah, and the other one was when it was Ginobili and Duncan against Shaq and Kobe. Because that one, you really never knew who was going to win. When it was Kobe versus those guys,
that's a real rivalry.
You didn't know who was going to win, and it always ended up being like a Western Conference Finals or like a big second round series. And like the West was always winning. That kind of became the NBA championships, like that series. And it was just a very competitive one. I wouldn't say it was like the fans hated each other, but like it was.
No, it's a real right. Josh, appreciate you calling in. This is why, Trav, that one's a great one. He said it. You don't know who's going to win.
And
that's a rivalry.
And it was a de facto NBA championship series.
Okay, biggest gut shot, one of my biggest gut shots. We were talking about this earlier.
Uh-huh.
Lakers have won 3 championships in a row. They're playing game 5 in San Antonio. Lakers are down maybe 25 or 27 points, something like that. They come all the way back. They're down 2. This is in San Antonio. The ball ends up in Robert Horry's hand. He takes a 3, and it goes in and out. They lose that game. Then they finally lose the series, and they don't win 4 championships in a row. I felt like, what do you mean the Lakers don't keep winning championships? That's one of the gut-wrenching moments.
That, look, there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of them in the Dodgers-Giants series. Believe it or not, we have another one for you that's coming up in just a little bit. More of your phone calls as well. Plus, we've got Factor Cap right around the corner. It's all coming up. Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What other scoreboard should we be on? SoFi, check. Bank, check. Big A, check. Honda Center, check. Staples Center, check. What else?
Local YMCA.
Cool.
I mean, and I'll take one of those.
Arcadia High School, Granite Hills High, our alma maters. Go throw those out there.
Granite's like, nah, we're good.
Go Eagles, right?
Eagles.
Yeah,
that's so random good. That you know that.
Yeah, no,
well, I think you said
my best friend from college is a Granite Hills Eagle. What up, O'Coin?
Jimmy Johnson.
The Giles Brothers. Yeah.
I think Shane Spencer
from the Yankees, World Series champion. You got some guys. Remember the Bear? You might not. Mike Lansford, the barefooted kicker for the Rams back in the 70s and 80s. Arcadia Apache. How do you like that?
I like the way you kind of pump your chest down when you say Arcadia High School.
Arcadia Apaches. Go Apaches. Yeah, absolutely.
You're in a frat at Arcadia High School.
I don't think we had frats in high school, but I was basically William Zabka in high school. That was my role, and I enjoyed it a great deal. It was pretty fun. 1965, Slee, another great moment. Great might be the wrong word. Iconic, historic moment. 1965, Juan Marichal's pitching for the San Francisco Giants, but he's up to bat. Okay, he's hitting. He clubs the Dodger catcher over the head with his bat, Johnny Roseboro. Hits him, opens up a cut on his head. That's how fierce this rivalry has been at times, where there was a little bit of a dust-up, a little bit of a confrontation, and instead of, you know, pushing and shoving like they do now, he took his bat and clubbed him over the head with it. That was back in 1965.
There was a tweet we got. I got to go find it. But not only do these teams have the same exact record, not only have they faced each other 16 times this year and they're 8-8, I want to say, did the runs, were they identical as well? I have to look.
I'd have to do the math, but I think it's close.
I'm not kidding. There was another stat on there. It could have been runs scored where it was identical. And just kind of, it's one thing to have two squads facing each other that, you know, it's just a fantastic matchup. They're two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. But then you add the Giants element and the Dodgers element. How many of these calls have we taken today where people are saying, no, that's my favorite rivalry?
Yeah.
No, I know that the Lakers and the Celtics are out there, but no, the Dodgers and the Giants are my favorite rivalry. That just kind of adds to this element going into the final month of the season.
On Twitter, we've gotten a couple of votes for El Tráfico, too, which is new, but still a really good one. All right, Travis Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Fact or cap?
It is a cap. Just heads up, it is a cap.
We'll see.
Okay, up first. Nets are the only NBA team in the East that can challenge the Lakers. Allen, is this fact or cap?
Nets, the only team that could challenge the Lakers in the East. Okay, Trav, let me break this down for a quick second.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks won an NBA championship. The Milwaukee Bucks were down at one point 2-0 to Brooklyn.
Yep.
Should have won game three. Brooklyn should have won game three. And then after that, this is all without James Harden. Kyrie Irving goes down. Harden is a shell of himself. Milwaukee comes back and wins. I actually really like the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they could still be a challenge and a problem next year. And I think they got the confidence. There's no pressure. You already won a championship. But with all that being said, tell me who the hell competes with the Lakers other than the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know if I find a team that can.
I think you answered your question, and that's why I think it's cap. Because Milwaukee figured out the puzzle. Now, did they catch a couple of breaks? Sure. They did. But once you know how to get to the top of the mountain, you can get back. Might not be easy, but you know how to get there. Chris Paul doesn't know where the last little part of the trail goes. Doesn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard when you've never done it. Giannis knows his way to the top. Doesn't mean he gets back, but it means that he's going to be a problem for anybody that plays against him. So I think the Bucks are definitely in that.
How many TikTok accounts do you have right now?
Zero.
That's one less than Steve Mason, who, I would Mace has one, or he doesn't?
Does Mace have one?
He does have one. He does have one.
I thought him and Ramona had one. I thought they had one created a while back. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next up, I have to play a piece of sound for you. It's from Chris Long's Greenlight podcast.
Impeccable. You know who my college roommate was? Odell Beckham Sr. He learned from me. And his son learned from me.
So if you don't recognize, that was Shaq. So my statement is.
Thought it was Malik Monk.
Tight end is the only NFL position where you can kind of pick someone else, pick someone off the street to play. Travis, is his factor cap?
Fact. Yeah, I do. I think there are so many other things that require so much technical know-how in football to learn that you would be at a disadvantage. Like, you couldn't put somebody at defensive back and say, go cover Odell Beckham Jr.
Wasn't Kurt Warner bagging groceries?
Yeah, but he was a football player. He wasn't a hockey player.
No, that's what he was. That's his career was a Ralph's Club card member.
He was the guy making sure that your cans were on the bottom, but he also was an Arena League quarterback at the same time. He was doing both.
Don't put the eggs in that bag. Don't.
No, look, yeah, if you're a big, you see it all the time. Antonio Gates was a basketball player.
Yep.
And they put in, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame as a tight end, right?
That was my example.
Big, athletic guys that can just kind of run and cut basketball players. LeBron James is a tight end. Shaquille O'Neal is a tight end.
Pointing every single one. First of all, I'm going to go fact with you too. But Shaq as a tight end, Shaq's 7 feet. I don't know if Shaq's the right answer, but I'll tell you the right ones. LeBron. That dude would be a tight end in the league.
Yeah.
Antonio Gates was a fantastic example because all the time, you know, I remember this, they would throw the ball up to him like a, you know, almost Antonio Gates would run a route and then he would seal a player like he is down at the block, literally as a postal player would do it. So there are guys that could kind of, if there's one sport that goes back and forth, I feel like NFL and basketball have some similarities.
I agree. I have two theories. I want somebody to punch a hole in both of these theories. Okay, I've never gotten a good explanation why you can't do this. Why has a sumo wrestler never been a goalie in the NHL? There's no place for the puck to go in. Just let him sit there and just get peppered by hockey pucks.
Funches, I just see you smiling, but also at the same time, like, that's a damn good point.
Yeah, it is.
That's a damn good point.
Just put him in front.
Is this what you think of at night? Like, is this when you're sitting there and...
This is what makes me
poke a hole. I would be worried about his knees and his ACLs being able.
But he has to be on skates.
That's a great. If there's one knock to it, that's a great knock. He has to be on skates and he has to stand up. For how long?
These guys are athletes. Okay, I know they're huge people, but they're athletes. They know how to move their feet. You'd have to teach them how to skate, I guess, or maybe not. Just stand there on. The only place you could get a puck in is on the ice.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one.
That's one hole that Funches is completely with you on. I mean, the grin on his face.
Right. And here's the other thing. Why not take somebody like Sean Bradley, okay?
Yep.
Just unbelievably tall, and put him on your football team and just say, you go stand way over there, and we're just going to throw it up in the air, and you catch it to
how about,
score
how about,
a touchdown.
Here's an example. How about AD, who's actually athletic?
That's what I mean. Okay, but
he's actually athletic.
But AD is a good example. Giannis, somebody that could get way up in the air. You're not defending that. And if you want to say, well, we'll put three guys, that means that two other guys are wide open. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do that?
What if Sean Bradley was like a soccer goalie? How about that?
But there's even as big as he is, the goal is so big, he couldn't get side to side.
This is something that I want you guys to spend a lot of time thinking about this weekend.
I'm probably
not going to spend a lot of time asking myself that question.
Okay, we're moving on. Dave Roberts will end his career with the Dodgers. Alan, is this fact or cap?
I'll go cap. How old is Dave Roberts? Is he
50-something?
Okay, he's 50-something. The only reason why I'm going to go cap is because I think he's got a lot more years managing in Major League Baseball, and this is just, you know, this happens. Joe Torre didn't finish with the Yankees, right? Like,
Tony La Russa's managed 10 teams.
There's great managers that end up moving. There's managers who have won World Series that end up moving, so I'll go cap on that one.
Akebono Taro would make a good hockey goalie.
There we go.
Konishiki would make a good hockey goalie. I Googled famous sumo wrestlers. So these are real people that
the
are...
The question is fact or cap,
oh,
Travis.
I was still preoccupied with my
Konishiki
hockey goalie.
Konishiki was so overrated. Like, I don't even know where to start on this one.
He's one of the great grand sumo champions of all time. What do you mean? What about Hakuro Sho?
2008. I'll never forget that matchup.
What was the quote? Oh, Dave Roberts. No, he's going somewhere else. They all go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Belichick's been in two places. Bill Belichick's the greatest NFL coach of all time. You know, sorry, Vince Lombardi.
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson coached two different teams. No, they're
the only one who hasn't is Pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're the exception that proves the rule, right? Mm-hmm. There's always one or two guys, but no, most of these guys go most of these different places. All right.
Okay, I have one more left.
Hit me.
Labor Day is the most fun holiday weekend. Travis, is this fact or cap?
So what give our comparisons here. So we got Labor Day. 4th of July.
4th of July is great.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
But that's not really a holiday where you party a ton. That's more of a reflection holiday.
Memorial Day
is a good one. Look, there's Thanksgiving, there's New Year's, there's party
holidays. Are we throwing everything in? We're throwing Thanksgiving, New Year's?
Sure. I mean, but...
Well, then I already got my answer.
Labor Day is number two for me, I think, because the weather's good.
What are we
doing
here?
It's warm.
We're throwing in the other ones. Thanksgiving is the greatest holiday. If we're throwing in all the other ones.
It's a little too much sometimes.
What's too much? Got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, and that it's all built around eating and watching sports.
Nope,
that's too
I
much.
I like that part. Nope, you leave it out.
What's the other part about Thanksgiving?
You left out the most important part.
I'm busy right now. Can I bring this one up real quick? Yesterday it came up on Spectrum with Geeter.
Yeah, love Geeter.
He said, September, what a great time of the month for sports. And I said, but is it better than October? And he sat there, thought about it, and goes, no.
April.
Show ended.
April.
Show ended right there.
You left out the best part, or the worst part. You left out, what is Thanksgiving? Emily, what do you think about Thanksgiving?
Family.
Thank you. It's too much sometimes.
Well, what's too much? It's one day. It's Thursday.
No, they show up, and they linger, and they're in your house, and you really would rather not see them at all.
All your kids are back from college.
That part I like, but there's a whole, I don't want to say it, they might be listening. There's a component to this that I could live without. That happens during Thanksgiving that I'd really
is it
really
the in-laws?
Learn. You just stay over there, Funches. It's not
talking
it's not
family.
Hit,
it's
let's not hit the bullseye too closely.
It's not termites. Just family.
Just saying.
You go silent, I'll go silent.
All right, we got the dump coming up next. More of your heart being broken by your favorite sports team because it happened to me. Joe Morgan and that damn home run back in 1982. Hopefully the Dodgers return the favor coming up in just a little bit. Don't forget that our 8th annual ESPN LA Golf Classic benefiting the V Foundation happening 1 week from today, next Friday, September 10th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. Beautiful place there. Here's your chance to play in the sold-out tournament. 877-710-ESPN. Caller number 10, you're going to win a twosome to play in the tournament. That would be you and one of your buddies. Thank you to our sponsor, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. That's home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. Labor Day, Dodger baseball, college football. So good. I'll let you listen to your music.
No, just... Let this play. What time are we off? Look, somebody who's driving right now, they hear some outstanding music, and then my voice interrupts Bob Marley. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear Bob.
Is this Bob?
This is Mr. Marley.
Mr. Marley? He doesn't feel like he'd be formal. I feel like he'd be a little more casual.
It's good music right here.
It's fine.
Dodgers Giants tonight.
In the words of Marge Simpson, music is none of my business.
By the way, you spent a lot of time in the break trying to justify what you didn't want to talk about over the air. You spent a lot of time talking about why Thanksgiving you didn't like.
Oh, I like Thanksgiving. There are parts that come with Thanksgiving that I don't like. Like I like turkey and mashed potatoes.
Your
and
reasons
stuffing.
Of why you loved doing the Laker broadcast before.
They just happened to play on
cruel.
Christmas.
Cruel.
Well, I don't make the schedule, Slee. I just had to follow it.
But I will say this. There's
sorry,
some,
can't make it. Lakers play the Clippers at 7. Why are you leaving at noon? Prep. Got to do the prep. These things don't prep themselves. Yeah, but the game's on at 7. You're leaving at noon.
Pregame starts at 5:30.
Yeah, you think me asking Michael Thompson questions happen by themselves? I got to make sure that this
walk over
right.
to Staples Center probably around 5.
All right, you ready for me to help you?
Yeah.
Are you going to cook this weekend? You said you're not going to do anything. You've been on the road. You've been both in the air, on the road. You've been traveling a lot. You're gonna hang out at home. You're going to cook? Are you going to order in? What are you going to do?
I'll probably order in.
Okay. So, Emily, are you going to cook or are you going to order in?
I'll cook a bit.
Okay. So, let me help you then, Emily. Let me help you, Funches, if you're cooking in. Here's what you should make this weekend. Get a pack of chicken thighs.
Okay.
Okay. Preferably with the skin still on, if you can find them. The bone, sure. No bone, but skin, if you can do that. Skin means flavor. Put them in a zippy bag, right? However many you get. There's usually 8 or 10 in the little package. Lime juice, garlic, and a bunch of cilantro, okay?
Sounds like a great start.
A little bit of olive oil in the bag. Roll the bag really tight so there's no air in it. Let it sit in your fridge for a couple of hours. Okay, put them on the grill. Grill up your chicken thighs. You can't overcook them. You can't as long as they've been on there for 15 minutes or so, you can leave them on there for longer. Yeah. They really never go dry. Mm-hmm. There's your main course. You turn them into tacos. You can just eat it on the plate, whatever you want.
Okay, this is what I heard. Grab chicken, put them in foil.
No, bag.
Put nothing else in there. Don't close the foil. Let it breathe. Let the air breathe and throw 3 tablespoons of water on there.
Chop up a little jalapeno and onion in the bag if you
want
a little more.
That's fantastic.
Okay?
That's great.
You can do that too. That's your main course. Mm-hmm. Your side, we're going to make a little corn salad. Okay, we're going to put the corn on the grill as well. We're going to wrap it in foil with a little butter, a little seasoned salt. Let it just sit there. Let it get a little.
What day are you doing this?
I'm going to do this probably
tomorrow?
Monday. No, Monday's the day to do this. Mm-hmm. Little corn, let it get a little charred, right? It's in the foil. You got to peek at it every once in a while. Get a little of that crispy, delicious black stuff on the outside. Not a lot. There's a sweet spot. Cut the kernels off the cob. Little black beans, little cilantro, red onion, jalapeno, a little bit of that, salt and pepper, a little squeeze of lime, bam, side.
Sounds like a dude that knows what he's doing. Can I throw this out there?
Uh-huh. I'm not done yet.
Can I just throw this? In the middle of your Hall of Fame speech, I just cut you off. Can I throw this out there? If you're a listener and, you know, you're grilling something up this weekend, you make something this weekend, do me a favor. Tag myself, tag Travis over the weekend.
Good
whatever
idea.
You put together.
I need the recipe, though. I don't just want the picture. I want to know how you do it.
Tag us on Twitter. And, Trav, I want when we come back on Tuesday, I want you to say, hey, this dude knows what he's doing.
Done.
This guy, not all that great, but then give that person some suggestions.
That guy's wrong.
Do a little post-game of whatever anybody did over
I
the
like
weekend.
That. I gave Kirk Morrison my Korean barbecue.
And you said he went right to work.
Korean barbecue chicken wings. He made them, sent me a picture. Bueno, good job. Bravo, Kirk. He nailed it.
Finish up with you.
I'm going to give you a drink, okay? I'm going to give you a drink. You've got your garlic lime chicken thighs. You've got your corn salad. And now we're going to have a cocktail. We're going to have a little fun with the cocktail. It's a little bit sweet, which I typically don't like, but we can make it a little less. So you get a can from the freezer of the pink lemonade frozen concentrate thing, right?
Sure, everybody has 9 of those in there. Yep.
No, you got it. You go and get it, right? Half of that into a blender. Fill the blender with ice. Pour a beer in there. Dealer's choice, whatever you like. I like Mexican beer, so I'll do a little Modelo in there. Especial, not the Negro. And then however wild you want to get, you fill the rest with vodka. It can be a little. It can be a lot. It tastes like a Slurpee because the beer makes it nice and frothy, and the ice makes it like the Slurpee factor. And it will wreck you. It's called a skip and go naked, and it will make your socks roll up and down.
Do you want
it
us
is
to
fantastic.
Have a not great 3-hour show on Tuesday? Is this
I'll
what we're going
fine.
With?
This is at noon. I'm like a
do
runner.
Do it at noon on Monday, right?
No, I'm going to start at noon.
That's
we're
what I'm saying.
Not going to finish until a little later. Dodgers play the Cardinals, I think, on
Monday.
On Monday, so we'll transition into that. But there you go.
There's drink, nothing that you just suggested that didn't sound amazing.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that list that didn't sound amazing.
Yeah. Look at me. Do I look like I don't know what I'm doing?
Whatever you grill up this weekend, tag Travis and I. Trav, you do a little post game on Tuesday.
You got it. It's time for the dump. So last night, East Carolina and Appalachian State played a football game against each other.
Yep.
And this thing was all over the
great
internet.
Game. Awesome game. Do you have get the box score up real quick, Funch?
There was
the third quarter
mayonnaise eating contest. Like, first of all, eating contests pretty gross as a general rule. Don't like them, but mayonnaise? Like, could you even eat a spoonful? If I just said here's a big helping spoonful of Best Foods mayonnaise, could you just eat that straight up?
No question about it.
Really?
Not at all. It's disgusting.
It's
yeah,
awful.
That's bad. That's really, really
awful.
Bad.
Awful.
But first of all, let me just say this. I love the idea and the concept. The fact that two people are competing in a mayonnaise eating contest, and this is what goes viral on Twitter. And this is where our society is
there
today.
There you go.
Where everybody's saying to themselves, you know, whether you think it's disgusting or whatever, I think most people are going to think, the fact that it happened and we spend time talking about it, that's a special
moment. And I'm not like one of these mayonnaise jihadis who wants it off of everything. Like, I mayonnaise is fine on a sandwich and, you okay. know, whatever. It's fine. I'll eat it. I don't hate it. It's fine. But Emily said last night in the group chat that was, unless this was for free tuition, I'm not participating in a mayonnaise eating contest. It's just revolting.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm actually not one to just watch the video and see them take it down. I didn't have to watch the video. I'm sure some people were critiquing it and doing a post-game show. I didn't do that.
All right, so Hank Bachmeier is the quarterback for Boise State, and there was a lightning storm during their game last night. So, they, you know, for safety, they take the players off the field, send them back to the locker room. He jumped on his laptop, got on a Zoom, and was in class in his football uniform yesterday while his classmates are in there doing their thing. He's in the locker room, full uniform, taking his class. Love it.
The man.
It's so good.
Are you kidding me? How cool is that? This dude's sitting there. He's like, all right, we got third down coming up, couple lightning flashes. He's like, all right, let's go back in there. I really got to get back into this history class.
Look, one of the few people
would you have done that?
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I love about this guy.
The best part of being a collegiate athlete was getting to skip class with permission. Mm-hmm. That's the, you know, everybody can skip it whenever you want without permission, but being like, yeah, I'm excused from this, you're not dragging me in there. Never. Not going to happen. All right. The original ending of Karate Kid 3. We all like Cobra Kai. You more than others because you think Daniel LaRusso is a good actor.
I don't think that. The world thinks that.
Wrong again. Their season 4 is coming up in December. They've already given a green light for season 5. Okay, so we're going to get more.
So season 4 comes out in December.
In December, okay. Green lit for season 5. Mm-hmm. We might not have gotten any of this. This is from a 2014 interview with Mandatory. The director of Karate Kid 3, John G. Avildsen, said, talking about the ending of Karate Kid 3,
yep.
I thought that Ralph's character should die at the end of the third one. He gets in a fight defending Mr. Miyagi's honor, and he dies in the fight. Miyagi feels so devastated that he says, I taught him too well. Had they made that movie, Cobra Kai would not exist. However, if it means seeing the screen death of Daniel LaRusso, I'm all for it.
Imagine one of the greatest actors of all time. Imagine Robert De Niro or Marlon Brando. Or Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Imagine any of these guys in one of their unbelievable performances don't make it to a sequel. Just the fact that this is even thrown out, just the fact that this got out in public, I almost feel like this is another country that has gone out of their way and infiltrated our intelligence to let that information out.
Have you ever been in a movie, like, this hasn't happened as much anymore, but ever been in a movie where people were so into the story,
yeah.
so invested.
By the way, if that
happened,
just real quick, Karate Kid 3, if he literally died, you know how many kids you're going to have scarred for life? I'm still scarred that Mufasa went out in Lion King.
Well, that was sad. Mufasa was awesome. Mufasa was a good dad.
That's my point.
And when Scar threw him off into the wildebeest stampede,
can't do
that was terrible.
I'm a certain age, you can't do things like
well,
that.
Well, but here's the rub. What I was going to finish and saying was, have you guys ever been in a movie theater where at the end people erupt in applause? Mm-hmm. Like, they love the movie, right?
Yeah.
They, what an amazing movie. Yeah!
Which is kind of corny, but yes.
But it speaks to true emotion. That mm-hmm. it's not real, but you're feeling something.
Okay.
Had LaRusso gotten killed on screen?
That. Don't say that.
There would have been, woo! Just the he's the worst protagonist in the history of cinema.
I'd have been in the corner of that theater.
Weeping.
Hyperventilating.
They killed Daniel LaRusso? Yeah! Should have done
Doesn't
it,
sound
Albertson.
Like a good idea.
You should have done it, Albertson. Dodgers win how many, Slee?
They'll take 2 or 3.
2 or 3. They win tonight?
They win. That's a good one.
I think they win tonight. I think they lose tomorrow. I think that's the one.
And then Bueller
and
says
then Bueller,
we'll take
Bueller
care of business on Sunday.
We start on Tuesday at 9:55. Don't forget, 9:55 on Tuesday. Travis and Slee, we got a whole nother hour. You ready, Slee?
ESPN app or on iTunes, catch any of this week's shows. And then starting on Tuesday, we'll start at 9:55.
One more time, 9:55 on Tuesday, the new Travis and Slee show. We'll
Have
see
a good
you then
weekend.
At 710 ESPN.